B'tachin for Life, Shir 990, Tuesday, Parshas Va'eschanan. All of the shiurim for today have been generously sponsored, Lili Nishmas, Moshe Doiv, Ben Shmuel Zev, whose yard site is tomorrow, who always spoke about the importance of Emunah and B'tachin, the schus of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of thousands and thousands of listeners throughout the globe, and the schus of thousands of lives that have been changed, should Be'ezer Hashem bring him an Eloi Neshama, and he should be Zeiche to a Lichtig Gan Eden. We are explaining a very important concept, and let's take it back to the question that we were asked. How is it possible that a person that works on their B'tachin still sees Tzaris? Why does a person that does not work on their B'tachin not see Tzaris? The answer is, Tzaris are a message, like we discussed last week. A person that's on a lower level, very possibly their B'nai Shalom won't send them the message. They're not going to walk away ahead. They're going to end up losing in the long run. Because if you don't get messages, you don't wake up, and then Rachmana Litzlan, La'achar Me'ev Esim, that person can be in serious trouble. But that's not our business. We focus on ourselves. And when the B'nai Shalom sends us a message, we work on ourselves. And we explain probably the best place to put effort is in B'tachin. However, it is possible that a person that works on their B'tachin, and they do have the Shmira of B'tachin, it is possible, it's not probable, but it is possible that they can still, Rachmana Litzlan, have Tzaris. Why? Because their B'tachin is not 100%. And B'tachin is only guaranteed if it's 100%. So therefore, if Rachmana Litzlan is a very serious gzeira for whatever reason on a person, for whatever reason, we don't know the reason. Even if you have B'tachin, sometimes it's just not enough. You have to keep in mind that even if Chas V'Shalom, a person does not see the Yeshua, the Rabbeinu Yoina writes, we mentioned this in earlier Shurim, you will see Bracha and Yeshuas in other areas. Where? We don't know. But B'tachin always helps. But even if a person does not see Yeshuas in this area, Rachmana Litzlan, it's only because it was not 100% B'tachin. And it's not their fault. It's almost impossible to attain 100% B'tachin. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't try. Because as we explained, most instances do not need 100% B'tachin. Most people, if they put effort into B'tachin, will have parnasa, will have health, will be protected. But again, does that mean that a person that's suffering is on a lower level of B'tachin? Chas v'shalom. That person might be on a higher level than you. Why are they suffering? Because for whatever reason, the B'nai Shalom made gzeira that they should suffer. And the, let's say, 80% or 90% B'tachin that they have was not enough to save them from this gzeira. For you, you don't need 80 or 90%. Maybe you only have 30 or 40%. But for you, that's enough. And this is vital to understand. We must try to put our efforts into B'tachin. The more efforts, the more Be'ezer Hashem will have bracha and atzlacha and yeshuas. If chas v'shalom, there is an individual that still has a tzara after their B'tachin, they should never give up. Still hold on to the B'tachin. Never give up. But realize that it is possible that a person can be working on their B'tachin and still chas v'shalom have a tzara. It's not probable, but it's possible. Because if the gzeira is so strong that you need 100% B'tachin or 99% B'tachin and almost nobody has that, then the gzeira might take place even if a person has B'tachin. But again, we never give up. We always work on our B'tachin. The more we work on it, the more Be'ezer Hashem we will see Yeshuas. Never give up. A Yid that holds on to their B'tachin will Be'ezer Hashem see the Yeshua. That's what we have to remember. And this is the message that we have to take with us into Tisha B'Av. Yes, we experienced Tzaris. But Tzaris is a demonstration of the Rebbeinu Shlom's love. It's a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wants us to come closer. He wants us to change. And when we make that change and grow in our B'tachin, Be'ezra Hashem, we will be zeiche to see Yeshuas, to see Geulas, to Be'ezra Hashem see the Geulah Shleima, b'meheirav Yameinu Amen.